On a clear night, the sky is filled with stars. Every of the world's peoples are filled with dreams. And to each peoples, they dream their dreams in the darkest hours of the night. And when they awaken, only wish to carry these dreams into their waking life. And so it is that in the patterns of stars in the sky, people see all manner of things, things important to themselves, according to their way of life. If it is spring, you can see Leo in the southeast. Some tribes saw the mountain lion, Memegweshi. Setting towards the west is Orion. Many tribes saw him as a great warrior or chieftain. In the east, Butes now is rising. The Greeks called him the herdsman. To the Hopi, he was Sotuknang, the nephew of the creator. These are beautiful patterns, but most of the sky is a mess, and no patterns at all can be seen. And there is a story to explain even this, and why coyotes cry. On that first morning of creation so long ago, the men and animals were different. For they all spoke the same language, and they knew each other's hearts and minds. There was great understanding and peace, sharing and love. And when they looked out at this creation, they remarked to one another, saying, "Ah, what great beauty there is in this world. So filled with beauty is this creation world that there is not a shadow in any place, but a great rainbow of color stretches everywhere." Amazed they were at the beauty of this place. And so it was. And in that amazing beauty, in that clean, fresh, new world of creation, they came to know some of the things of the Creator who made it, and His mysteries, His laws for all to live. But when darkness began to fall, that first evening of creation so long ago, all men and animals grew hushed upon the earth and still to look into the nighttime sky to see what wonders therein would lie. But when darkness finally came, that first night of creation so long ago, there was nothing to be seen. The sky was black and empty as death. And the men and animals looking there were surprised, and they called to one another in the darkness of that place. "Oh, this day world is filled all with beauty. The day world is so filled with beauty that there is no shadow in any place. But there, look, the nighttime sky is black and empty as death, and seems unfinished indeed." Our mighty Father heard these words from where He sits beyond the sky. He considered them, taking them to heart, and He thought to Himself, saying, "Huh, it is true what they say. The creation is unfinished indeed, but I shall put something there in the sky, something so fine and so filled with beauty, that when they see this thing, they will truly come to know something of Me." And so, the mighty Father thought through that night of creation so long ago, of all wonders and beautiful things to put there in the sky, and He finally decided to fill it with bright, shiny points of light, the stars, in a perfect and fine, beautiful pattern, just like beads. And so, by the dawn of that second early morning of creation time so long ago, our mighty Father returned to the earth to finish His creation work. And He walked out onto the prairie with a great bag, and He began to gather the little flowers Many flowers did he pick, and filled his great bag with these. Heavy was the burden, and full the bag was with stars. And these he would place in the sky just so, in a beautiful and fine pattern, just like woven beads. And then he looked about and cut a long stick. This he would use. He would place each star on the end and put them in the sky just so, and perfect, like beads. And then he sought out the highest place in the land. A great mountain did he find. And from the top of this, he could place the stars in the sky up high, out of reach. And so they would last until the end of creation time. And now when our great father had finished all this work and climbed that great high mountain, still it was daylight and he was tired from his labor. And so he decided to rest himself a while and wait for the nighttime sky so more perfect to put up his stars in a fine and perfect pattern like beads. And when he reached the top, he set down that great bag upon the ground. In the shade of a great tree that grew in that place, he laid himself upon the earth, and it wasn't long before he was sound asleep. And then one came along, the one we call Coyote. Now Coyote is a dog, and like all dogs, always he is thinking of things to eat. Always he is looking for food. The only thing in his heart and mind is good things to eat. And he comes across this place where sleeps the Creator, and he is surprised, saying to himself, "Huh, there is the Creator, and he is sound asleep. And next to him is a great bag filled with something. I bet there are good things to eat. Oh, I know the Great Father has given us all enough to eat, but I bet that he has saved the best things for himself. I am going to take that bag and look inside and see. And if there are good things to eat, I will eat some, and then I will put it back before he awakens, and he will never know that it was me." And so Coyote crawls very careful and silent right up next to the Creator. And he takes that great bag in his teeth, and he runs off to find a safe place to hide and look inside. But as he runs, he trips and falls on the rocks of that place, and the bag tears open in his teeth, and the stars spill out and splash all across the sky. A great mess indeed. And just then, our mighty father awakens from his sleep, and the first thing he sees upon opening his eyes are his beautiful stars scattered all across the skies, and no fine pattern at all like beads. And he looks down, and he sees Coyote standing there with that bag in his teeth, and he knows Coyote's heart. And he calls to Coyote, scolding, "Coyote, look what you have done. For I wish to put those stars in the sky in a perfect pattern just like beads, so that when men and animals look there to see, such beauty there would be that they would come at last to know something truly of me. Now what will they think? Look at this mess you have made." And Coyote looked up, and shame filled his heart as tears filled his eyes, and Coyote began to cry. Why, when we look up at the nighttime sky, we see stars scattered every which way like grains of sand, the great mess that Coyote has made. And this is why, when darkness comes to the lands of the earth, Coyote is everywhere. The great grandchildren of that first Coyote of long ago look up with shame, and coyotes cry.